Today's Here's to Your Health segment with Dr. T. Glenn Pate is brought to you by the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences.
There are certain things you can do to decrease the risk of developing lung cancer. Dr. Matthew Steliga, a thoracic surgeon at UAMS's Winthrop P. Rockefeller Cancer Institute, says if you smoke, you should quit immediately. Your risk of lung cancer increases with the number of cigarettes you smoke every day and the number of years you have smoked. For those unable to quit on their own, help is available from your doctor. Be sure to ask about certain options like nicotine replacement products, medications, and support groups. There are also many helpful and free resources available throughout the United States by calling 1-800-QUIT-NOW or 1-800-784-8669. There is good news. Quitting at any age can significantly lower your risk of developing lung cancer. In addition, quitting smoking decreases the risk of many other types of cancer, lowers the rate of heart attacks, and decreases emphysema and other lung diseases. For Here's to Your Health, I'm Dr. T. Glenn Pate.
Support for Here's to Your Health is provided by the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences for a better state of health through teaching the state's healthcare professionals, healing the sick and injured, searching for new medical treatments, and providing programs that reach into every corner of our state. Visit UAMSHealth.com.